Arriving in America, Prabhupada began what was to become his worldwide movement. He stayed for a month in Butler, Pennsylvania, and then moved to New York City. There he started ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. ISKCON's members chanted Hare Krishna publicly in Tompkins Square Park and published Back to Godhead magazine. Prabhupada initiated his first Western disciples and performed a Vedic wedding ceremony. The itinerary for these years was as follows. Prabhupada flew to San Francisco to join some of his disciples. He chanted Hare Krishna at the Mantra Rock Dance, which featured many famous musicians. While in San Francisco, he opened his second temple and inspired the first Rath Yatra festival. Lord Jagannath rode on a decorated flatbed truck. Because of a sudden serious illness, Prabhupada then returned to India. His disciples had to maintain the new society. The year's itinerary was as follows. Returning from India, Prabhupada opened the first Los Angeles temple. Two of his disciples acquired land in West Virginia, which Prabhupada then asked be made into New Vrindavan, a replica of Lord Krishna's home. Prabhupada gave a series of recorded lectures on the Bhagavad Gita titled The Yoga System. The year's itinerary was as follows. Prabhupada installed the first Radha Krishna deities in Los Angeles. He traveled to London, where disciples were trying to start a temple. Prabhupada stayed at Beadle John Lennon's estate. After some struggle, a temple was opened at Bury Place, where Prabhupada installed Radha Krishna deities. The year's itinerary was as follows. Going on to 1970... The temple in Los Angeles moved to Watsika Avenue, gradually becoming ISKCON's Western World Headquarters. Prabhupada started the Governing Body Commission, the GBC, to help manage his quickly growing society of Krishna's devotees. He took some of these Western devotees to India, bringing Vedic culture back to the subcontinent. As ISKCON members chanted and danced through cities such as Surat, the local population greeted them with garlands of respect. The year's itinerary was as follows. 1971. Krishna's devotees from the West who traveled with Prabhupada to India held a huge festival in Bombay under a pandal tent. ISKCON became fully global as Prabhupada brought the philosophy and practice of Krishna consciousness to Moscow and appeared on the Mumbo Leo show on Nairobi television. He bought land in Mayapur, India, Lord Chaitanya's birthplace, where he revealed plans for a grand temple. Prabhupada acquired land in Vrindavan, India, Lord Krishna's birthplace, and in Juhu Beach, Bombay. He installed deities in Sindhi, Australia, and in Boston. The year's itinerary was as follows. 1972. Prabhupada established the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust to print his translations and commentaries on the Vedic scriptures. He entered into a publishing contract in Japan and laid the cornerstones for temples in India, Mayapur, Vrindavan, and Bombay. Prabhupada opened a school for training children in Krishna consciousness. In that school in Dallas, Texas, as in Amsterdam, Nairobi, and Auckland, New Zealand, he installed deities of the Supreme Lord. The year's itinerary was as follows. Prabhupada Traveling the world, Prabhupada rapidly expanded his society for Krishna consciousness. Becoming famous outside of his ISKCON society, Prabhupada often had reporters asking for an interview as he arrived at an airport or preached in a temple. As his disciples were now selling his books in large quantities, many people became interested in bhakti yoga. Among those interested was George Harrison of the Beatles, who donated the Bhaktivedanta Manor outside London for use as a temple. In Paris, Prabhupada installed Radhakrishna deities. The year's itinerary was as follows. 1974. Prabhupada's Hare Krishna movement became internationally known. He preached in 22 cities in 9 countries, while his disciples kept increasing the sales of his books, which attracted new members to ISKCON. When he opened the temple in Vrindavan, India, hundreds of his disciples from around the world attended the event. Thus, the festival, which he had started in 1972 for Lord Chaitanya's appearance anniversary, became firmly established. The celebration continues to draw large numbers of international participants annually. In Melbourne, Australia, Prabhupada rode on the Rath Yatra cart and preached the science of Krishna consciousness. The year's itinerary was as follows. 1975. As Prabhupada traversed the globe, visiting 40 cities in 14 countries, his disciples crowded the airports to greet him. World leaders such as Indira Gandhi also met with Prabhupada, who spoke of the importance of bringing Krishna consciousness beyond his small group to the whole world. Prabhupada's disciples traveled across America in buses they converted into mobile temples. Prabhupada initiated the rapidly increasing number of new devotees. He rode in the Philadelphia Rath Yatra and purchased a magnificent church in Montreal to use as Krishna's temple. 1976. Prabhupada continued his demanding travel schedule, preaching in 30 cities in 8 countries. In Detroit, he explained how to make the magnificent former estate of Lawrence Fisher into a cultural center for Krishna consciousness. He wrote prodigiously in Hawaii. When he went to New York City, Prabhupada found 300 disciples established in an 11-story building in Midtown Manhattan. The center included a restaurant, gift shop, and theater. Hundreds more devotees came to meet Prabhupada on Fifth Avenue for New York's first Rath Yatra celebration. In Tehran, Iran, Prabhupada spoke to Muslims about Krishna's personal form. 1977. Prabhupada's health was deteriorating rapidly and seriously, yet he preached in 9 cities, including attendance at the huge Kumbh Mela festival in India, visiting Bhubaneswar, and even traveling to London. But as the inevitable became obvious, he returned to Krishna's home in Vrindavan, India, to spend his last days, continuing to dictate his books. In November, with his disciples chanting Krishna's name, he left his physical body to join in the Lord's eternal pastimes. Prabhupada traveled the equivalent of 17 times around the globe, visiting 96 cities in 24 countries. He was truly a jet-age Swami. At the end of his life, he established trusts to ensure the continuation of his movement and the revival of India's holy places.